Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Hamer, the president of Gallagher Corporation. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing well this morning, Kemp.
You were in the news recently. I want to talk about your acquisition of the copper plank hardwood flooring mill that you bought in Arizona. Before we get to that, though, let's just pick up. Last time we talked, we were talking about your remarkable growth. You're a distributor based on the West Coast, one of the, I guess, big three distributors on the West Coast. And you've been growing, I think, faster than any distributor that I talked to. So talk a little bit about your growth and why you think you've been growing so fast.
Well, Kim, if you go back to 2012, we've averaged almost 18.5% compounded annual growth over the last 5 years, which is really pretty remarkable. I think what it is coming out of the recession, we saw that the world had really changed in terms of globalization, in terms of private label, in terms of different channels, in terms of that were becoming more important. And I think Gallagher put a lot of resources, a lot of emphasis on where the opportunities were and perhaps less focus on kind of where the industry had been historically. I think we just got ahead of other people and, you know, obviously some really good people, some good product lines, some effective marketing programs, and people have worked really hard, and we've been able to take advantage of, I think, an uptick in market perhaps and outperform the market. And it's been really enjoyable, and it's been a great ride.
Mm-hmm. So you've embraced change. And one of the things I think that's happened in the world is technology, and technology allows consumers to go in and showroom. So that's put a lot more emphasis on private label, hadn't it?
It really has. I think what happened is that I've been in the business for 35 years, and I see that there's been three distinct like pillars of activity. And in the 80s and early 90s, was this massive growth in wood and other products, and it was like specialty distribution and domestic production and limited brands and things like that. And then it shifted to where the manufacturer had all this power and the brand was important, and it was all domestic sourcing and things like that. And then when the recession hit, there was a cutback in capacity addition in the United States and I think brand marketing. And then you had kind of this whole shift toward products that really were sourced offshore. You had power, I think, shift in the channel to where the person closest to the customer had more power than before. You know, sales tactics change. It went from being more of a relationship sell to more of a strategic sell. You had a situation where you had more activity because things became more fragmented. It wasn't as clear in terms of how the market worked. And I think this consolidation started to kick in. And I think people that saw those trends happening, you know, sooner rather than later and were able to position themselves kind of in this new market, I call it growth too in terms of from a market evolution perspective, I think really have been able to take advantage and win in a big way. I think now it's becoming clear as you look back to what really has happened, but it was perhaps less clear in 2010, 2011 when we really put this new strategy in place.
You've actually answered my next question. I was going to ask you, people who know the history of your company know that you sold this company to Itochu in 2007, and then you bought it back in 2010. And like you say, you've had this exponential growth. I was going to ask you why, and I think you've already answered it. Let's talk about this acquisition and some of the ways it positions you in the hardwood business. Tell us about this copper plank hardwood flooring mill.
Well, we've been manufacturing custom flooring for a number of years. We make, you know, high-end custom parquets, and we actually have our own pre-finished facility that's able to put urethanes or oil finishes on top of unfinished wood. And it's been a great business for us. It's been a fairly significant investment over the years, but it's generating a lot of revenue every month. And we've, for the last year or so, been really exceeding our capacity. We've been 6-8 week lead times and turning lots of business away. And so we really were looking for ways that we could add capacity to meet current demand. But we also really have identified, I think, a significant niche that I think has been largely ignored by a lot of people. That's real high end of the market. And there's about 4 million homes in the U.S. that have a value of $1 million or more. And about 25%, or about 1 million of them, are in California. And so there's this high-end consumer out there that's looking for unique products, wider widths, longer lengths, specialized finishes, maybe some complex stains in terms of multiple applications of stains or reactive stains, that the designer's really driving. We've been really focused on that market in a big way for the last 6 or 7 years and have really, I think, really learned and begun to understand it. So we've had a relationship with these copper plank people for a while, and this Matt Stanton. And last fall, we started talking more seriously about the fact that this would be a good part to get added to Gallagher because it would significantly increase what we could produce. So now Gallagher will have 5 pre-finished lines. And so I suspect no one will have that kind of capacity in the country to do custom flooring. And in addition, we'll have the ability to actually make specialized engineered flooring from drying it to frame saw, cutting the lamellas to pressing it, turning through molders, and also the capacity to kind of specialize moldings, radiuses and trims and things like that through our manufacturing mill operations. So it really gives us a complete vertical integration of flooring products designed for that high-end consumer that really is looking for something that's unique and different and really quite compelling.
That's interesting. Let me dissect some of the things you just told me. So five lines total. How many does that plant in Arizona have?
They have three and we have two.
Okay.
So we'll be taking our California operation and we're moving it to Arizona. They have a very large facility. They've got the space to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be consolidating all of our manufacturing operations in Phoenix. We have a branch in Phoenix right now, so we're running a truck over there every single day to supply that branch. So it'll just be a backhaul every night with the finished product from that facility in Arizona.
Now, most people have been to Arizona know there's not a lot of trees in Arizona. So
no.
Where's the raw material coming from?
Well, I think that's really one of the secret sauces at Gallagher is by being really one of the largest wood flooring distributors in the country, we have enormous inventories of unfinished products. So we probably have 4 million square feet of unfinished flooring in our facilities in California.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, virtually every species, whether it's engineered or solid, whether it's what width, what length, what grade, the whole thing. So we have essentially call it the platform. So if a customer wants, say, you know, 7-inch by, you know, 8-foot European oak, we've got that unfinished floor here. And so then we can take it to our facility, and we can wire brush it, we can bevel the edges, we can kiss bevel the edges, we can hand scrape. We've got all those capabilities. And then essentially put whatever color and whatever finish, whether they want an oil, UV oil or a UV oil, urethane on it, you know, in a couple of weeks, and give this homeowner a truly customized product that's produced in a really, you know, well managed factory environment. And it's great to the installer because he can then get in and get out much more quickly than having to do a job site sand and finish floor. So there's compelling advantages for everybody who's involved in the process. By using our vast inventories of unfinished products, we really have, I think, an advantage over most other people that, you know, are trying to do this kind of business.
All right, so you can, if you're building a plant, you can either be close to the end user or you can be close to the raw material, and you've decided to be closer to the end user. You focused on the upper end of the market. One last question I have before we run out of time real quick, Jeff. What's your outlook for 2017?
We're bullish. We're excited. We're seeing our order file right now is about 25% bigger than it was a year ago at this time in terms of open orders. A lot of activity. Salespeople are talking to a lot of customers. There just seems to be a lot of enthusiasm, excitement kind of in the marketplace. And you know, California, which was hit so badly, you know, in the middle of the last decade, is really coming back, and Arizona's strong. So we're excited. We think it's going to be a terrific year this year. And our people are telling us it's going to last for a couple of years, just in terms of activity that they see happening in terms of architectural work and construction activity. It's things are good right now. It's all on. We're all in right now.
Yeah, one quick last comment before we run out of time. You know, as I talk to other hardwood producers out there, they talk a little bit about the fact that growth has not been as strong as they thought it might have been because of all the competition from faux flooring. And what you're saying, I think if I sum it all up, is if you're going to spend $1 million for a home, you'd probably rather put the real material down than something that's plastic that looks like what it is, right?
Well, you know, we're probably, if you add it all up, probably in the top 10 or 12 wood flooring manufacturers with our private label products right now in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not fighting the battle at the, I mean, obviously we're selling lots every price point home, but we really see the opportunity at the high end for this particular factory, and also for part of our big part of our long-term strategy is to really dominate that high-end item. One other thing, in fact, I just learned recently that there's 1,700 people become a millionaire every day in the United States. So this upper end is growing at a really, really quick rate. And as there's consolidation of retail and less options for consumers to get products because there's fewer retailers out there, I think it opens up opportunities for niche manufacturers, niche distributors to really attack that market that really has, I think, significant growth and has been largely ignored.
Okay, Jeff. It's great to talk to you again. I've been talking to Jeff Hamer, the president of Gallagher Corporation, based in Los Angeles. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.